Second and goal from the 11. Two receivers left, one to the right. That's Hopkins. Hoyer shotgun area into the backfield. Here's the snap. Hoyer to throw. Left side of the end zone. Wide open. Strong. Touchdown. Rock and roll. Jared Strong is second of the night.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Now, while the Houston Texans did lead the Indianapolis Colts in virtually every offensive category, unfortunately, it didn't happen to fall in the categories that mattered, that being the scoreboard and the penalty category. The Texans had 13 penalties for 125 yards. Four of them were on one drive that ultimately led to a touchdown, and there was clearly lots of frustration inside the locker room.
We got off to a fast start, you know, turn the ball over. And, you know, never want to do that, you know, and they converted the points. But we moved on, you know, we continued to battle, put ourselves in good position. Just a few plays away, man. Just a few plays, a few penalties. You know, we could have gotten back to that stalled some of our drives. And it could have been a different outcome, you know, so.
What changed when Brian got in there? What opened up for you guys a little bit more? And finally found that rhythm you had on that first drive.
I don't know. I mean, we were clicking. You know, we ran the ball decently. Captain Monis there and, you know, made some plays, you know, in the passing game. I thought we did a decent job up front with protection. Receivers did a great job of getting open, you know, and they were just pitching and catching it, you know. So, you know, that's what it was.
I can only talk for myself. I think, obviously, we're disappointed. I'm disappointed that, you know, we fought back and to finish it the way we did. You know, I got to make a better decision, but I don't think, you know, for me, I think I still believe in my teammates, and it's a long season. There's 11 games left. So obviously this isn't where we want to be, but, like I said, it's a long season, and we just got to keep coming in and working hard to do a better job and win a football game.
Now you don't want to start 1-4, but, it's a long season, and in order for you to even have an opportunity to finish how you want to, you have to believe it. So, I do, and I know the rest of my teammates do, so we just got to keep pushing.
Clearly this is a frustrating one. Just can you kind of, at this point, I know it's early and it's soon, but how do you kind of just, you still got a lot of season to go to put this behind you and move forward?
Yeah, you got to. You know, this is a 16-game season. You know, I've seen many teams go 10-6 and win the Super Bowl, and, you know, we got the leaders on this team that's not going to let us hang our heads. So, you know, it sucks to lose, but we're moving forward.
It's frustrating and understatement on this one at this point.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you come out and you play and you give it your all and you still come up short, when you think you play a good enough game to win the game sometimes and you still come up short, you know, it's very frustrating. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to find a way to climb out of this hole and just continue fighting.
The same themes, though, penalties, very inopportune penalties, and not forcing turnovers. In fact, a penalty wipes out a turnover.
No question. You know, 13, 14 penalties for 100 and some yards. There goes 7 points itself right there. Mm-hmm. You know, and then some of the times it came on third down, some of the times, you know, most important critical moments of the game. And, you know, we can't have that happen as a team, you know. That hurts us, you know. So we have to find a way to, you know, correct those penalties and try to, you know, keep them at a minimum.
You want to win, point blank. We want to win, man. Losing is not an option. And everybody, nobody want to lose. We need to win. We need to find a way to win.
Hey, you have no choice but to come back to work, to watch the film, to get on the practice field, to figure it out. You have no choice. There's no option. So you go out there and you do whatever you can to figure it out, to get it back on the right track.
All right, we have to take one final timeout on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, John Harris rejoins us with the BMW Telestrator. Stay with us.